RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Trayvon Diggs released from the Cowboys today. The man that broke the story, Todd Archer of ESPN, joins us now here in the G-Bag Nation via the D&M Leasing Hotline. Todd, happy Tuesday, bro. Crazy day. Thought it was supposed to be an off day. Are you as surprised as we all were when you got the news?
Just at the timing of it, right? Because I think we're all writing it down that the Cowboys would save a little more than $12 million against the cap next year when they release Diggs in the offseason. Yada, yada, yada. Like that, I think we all knew it was coming. The fact that it came with one game to go was a little surprising. And while I didn't have a hair appointment like Jane did today, I was outside raking the leaves in my backyard when I got the text message saying that this was going down. So, and I thought it was like 15 minutes behind everybody. So I wasn't even sure. And then I tweeted it. So I'm like, oh, okay. I thought everybody had this already. So, yeah. So I got some yard work done in addition to tweeting about Trayvon Diggs.
Todd, do you have a you pointed out that maybe it's something you thought was going to happen after the season in the springtime, something like that. Do you have any indications of why now?
Oh, well, I had one guy over there tell me that a culmination of events, and obviously it's out there now that he wasn't on the flight home, that he requested to stay in Dallas and stay in Washington and visit with family and was denied the request. Probably a request that should have been made from well before when you're in the locker room after the game to then ask that question.
Sure.
I know guys in the past that have not taken the team flight home for a variety of reasons when the schedule allows it. But I know that those requests were made pretty early in a week, just so everybody would know, but he was the only guy that didn't fly home. I wouldn't say that is why he was released. I think, as Steven has said, I don't know how many times on your network about the coaching situation and on defense, it's a full body of work. Right. I think this decision was a full body of work when you add in the questioning Matt Eberflus's scheme and how he wants to play and what he wants, what the coaches told us when he wasn't activated immediately off injured reserve, that he has to do everything right. Clearly, it wasn't just an on-field thing. And then this. And then add in the fact that he has as many pass deflections and interceptions as we do this year. Why not make the move now if you're going to make it 5 weeks from now?
Todd, how will he be remembered then? You know, when you look at, you know, fans have their thoughts, players have their thoughts. How's Todd Archer going to remember Diggs' career with the Cowboys?
A good player that had a couple of great seasons and then had it kind of fall apart because of injury. And there's, I'm not saying this is the case with him specifically, although when you read, you can read between the lines when you hear that, you know, he didn't really work the hardest at his rehab and he wasn't here this offseason for the rehab. He spent all the time in Florida. If you watch some of the, I forget if it was YouTube or whatever deal that he put out some of his videos on. It wasn't like he was killing it in the videos that we saw. And the couple that I saw, it looked like the trainer really had to get on him to do everything he was supposed to do. There are players when you come into the league, like I'll equate it to baseball. You're a fastball pitcher and no one can touch your fastball. And all of a sudden you lose your shoulder and you have no idea how to pitch. Mm. I think it might be along that lines. Like he was just gifted. He could freelance, he could guess. And physically he was gifted enough to make up for those non-technical technique ways you want to go about it, intercept a pass. well, now that you're dinged up and your knees aren't the same and your speed's not the same, you try those same things and it doesn't work anymore. And so then can you play the position still and still be successful? And I think that's kind of the crossroad that he is in at the moment. Broadus, you're the scout. You tell me if you see something that's different.
No, you're not wrong, Todd. You're not wrong.
That's kind of how I view it. Like, the injuries kind of sapped him of some of his superpowers, and it made him just kind of a guy a little bit.
Was his complaints – and, okay, I shouldn't say complaints. Was his concerns about the defense – Is he right about what he was saying?
I don't think he was wrong. I don't know. Maybe I'm parsing words here. I think he is a guy who was better playing man. No kidding. Like, we all can see that, right?
Right, right.
And so then that gets into the willingness of the guy running the scheme to fit a defense that fits your players, not the other way around. So right. That's been a question we've had forever, you know, and you can say the same thing about Deron Bland, who's a better man corner. What did they tell us about Savone Revel?
Yeah.
You know, hey, long, he can press, he's a good man, you know, man guy.
Yeah.
Well, then if you're a defense that plays predominantly zone, then how does that fit what, you know, that those two things don't go together. In a lot of respects. So I don't think Diggs was wrong in asking to play more man or mixing it in or doing some different stuff. But, like, I think we've turned zone, or some of us have turned zone coverage into, like, the Pythagorean theorem, that it's really hard to do.
Yeah.
It's I remember, okay, back in my glory days of playing high school basketball, man, I love playing zone defense because none of the crap was ever going to be my fault. I could always blame the other guy. You just had to cover your own area.
Like, right.
I know I'm bringing it down to like a...
No, you're not wrong. You're not wrong.
But it's not like, hey, that should be, you know, if your eyes are always on the quarterback and you know what zone, where you're supposed to be, you know, and the fact that these guys struggled with, I think we'd all agree that, like, there's nothing about the Eberflus scheme where we'd say, man, this is really tricky to figure out.
Right.
You know, we don't know where these guys are going to be and where they're going to come from. The fact that this team has struggled with communication of this over 17 weeks, now going into the 18th week, is telling. And then for all the folks that want to bring in this varied multiple attack and let's dream of Brian Flores.
Right.
Boy, I don't know how that would go next year either, unless you just you took out everybody.
We're extremist. We're extremist, yeah. Todd. We like to go from one extreme to the other is what we want to do. I'll ask you this though, and first off, and I know you're not in the business of firing guys and stuff like that, or wanting to fire guys. That's left up to radio people for sure. Do you feel like that Matt Eberflus will be replaced after this season?
It's not trending in the right direction, to steal a term from Shoddy that he's used on us about injured guys this year.
Okay.
I think that's fair to say.
Okay.
Jerry's comments on your station have been kind of telling. And I think today when he's like, look, when he says this isn't all about Matt Eberflus and what's gone wrong, I think he's right. Because there's been some kind of disconnect between the coaching at all three levels. And so maybe not the D-line, I guess that's been solid. But there's been a lack of communication, lack of understanding. I think the players that have been brought in haven't played up to par, mostly. So there's exceptions, Clowney and Quinnen Williams and Kenny Clark. Oh, by the way, those are three guys that weren't even here when the season started.
Yeah.
So they're veteran guys that have been around. So, it's on everybody, but – you guys know how this goes. Everybody doesn't take the fall. It comes down to one guy. And in this case, it's one guy plus however many assistants that they would move on from as well. So, I mean, you can't fire, you can't fire 53 players. So yeah, I think that's why I see it trending in that direction.
Should Jerry Jones receive some of the blame for hiring Matt Eberflus?
Yeah, I struggle with that one to a degree because, but I will say this. I'm sure it was recommended to Brian Schottenheimer, hey, we like this Matt Eberflus guy. He was here with us. And so why don't you talk to him?
Yeah.
So if I'm a first-year head coach and I have my boss telling me, hey, why don't you talk to this guy?
Exactly.
Is that tacitly saying, you better hire this guy. This is the guy I want you to hire. I might be, you know, splitting the thinnest of hairs when it comes to that stuff. But I think if Brian Schottenheimer had a guy that he wanted in mind,
yeah,
I think he said, nah, Jerry, this is the guy I want. I think he could have played that card. But again, when you're a first-year head coach and you have your boss telling you something, maybe you read into what was said a little bit more when it comes to those situations.
Yeah, so, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I here's what I wonder from the Cowboys' perspective on Matt. And I think Matt is a good coach, and he's been a good coach for a long time.
Sure.
Not to sound like Jason Garrett, I just did. I apologize for that. And he's had good defenses, and he didn't become an idiot overnight. Like,
sure.
He's a good fundamental football coach, and we've all seen it. I just wonder if there are lingering scars from what happened in Chicago to him that the Cowboys didn't investigate enough to see what went down there in terms of connections and relating and all that kind of stuff. And because this has been there's been three games where you said, okay, yeah, the defense looks pretty good.
Yeah.
There's been 13 games where you're like, oh, boy. Yeah. How are they giving that up?
Could he have used the year off, Todd? Could he have used the year off like the Dan Quinns? And I know McCarthy.
McCarthy, yeah.
I knew you were going to say that because I know you're like me about the whole Mike McCarthy thing. But could he have used the year maybe to sit back and kind of evaluate where he was at? Or would he have come back a year later with the same Rod Marinelli beliefs and stuff like that, even though he grew up in the Rob Ryan crazy ass scheme? You know what I'm saying?
That's the funny part is that he came here as a 3-4 linebacker coach.
Yeah, exactly.
Not a 4-3
exactly
guy.
Exactly.
So, I guess my answer would be yes, he should have taken the year off, but I'm using that based on what's happened during the first 16 games of the season.
Yeah.
So, now at the time, like, you know, there's, to steal the phrase, there's only 32 defensive coordinator jobs too. So, and it was at a place that he knew the ownership well. He knew the scouting department well. So it wasn't like he was coming into a completely foreign situation. So maybe that influenced him to want to not take that time off. But,
yeah,
you know, hindsight right now, you'd say, yeah, you might have been better served to take that time off.
Todd Archer, ESPN, with us here on The Fan. One last one. Do you think a team will pick up Diggs?
No. And I don't say that because of the money that he would be owed for the last game, however much that is, I forget off the top of my head. And you know, the remainder of the contract, well, that doesn't matter. None of it's guaranteed. They could just move on from him after the year, and it wouldn't be on the hook for anything. But I think they'll. Don't you think they'll turn on the tape?
Yeah, yeah.
And see what we've seen, like.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying like, I think Diggs can have another good season, and it might be born out of the fact that he wants to prove everybody at the start wrong. But I think the days of what Trayvon Diggs was in 2021, 22, I don't think you'll see that player again.
Todd, can't thank you enough for the time, my man. Get back to those leaves and enjoy the rest of the season. Just a few more days.
Sounds good. Thanks, guys.
There he goes, Todd Archer, ESPN, with us here on The Fan on the day that Trayvon Diggs was released from the Dallas Cowboys. We will have more on that all throughout the program. Mark Schlereth, NFL Insider, coming up at 4:40. But it's TD Tuesday. Brian Broaddus.
Oh, I get to read again.
Second installment of Brian Broaddus co-hosting TD Tuesday. Best touchdowns from the NFL weekend next year on The Fan.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. no subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Boom shakalak, boom shakalak, boom shakalak, TD Tuesday shakalak.
Here we go, the best touchdowns from the football weekend, starting in Tennessee, where Cam Ward, the number one overall pick. This is an all-time highlight. Can't wait to hear the call. Chickaquonko for 43 yards.
Cam Ward on a 4th and 2, comes up to the line of scrimmage. He's under center. And he will snap it back. He's looking downfield. He has a wide open Chickaquonko, 35-30, 25-20, 15. Stays on his feet at the 10. Breaks a tackle.
Oh, God, what a run.
Wow.
What a run.
That is a Titans touchdown.
Here we go. Titans Radio with the call.
How about that?
They got fired up, and that was a worthy getting fired up. That was a hell of a touchdown.
Yeah, let's go next to Miami, where two Texas high school football players hook up for the Dolphins.
3rd and 8. Ewers. Left side. Go. Caught by Weiss. 30, 20, 10, 5. Touchdown. The rookie from Missouri got open. Ewers found him. And the Dolphins are on the board.
Worst radio. Hey, what is up with that?
Yeah.
Hey, what is this? Is it like... It's kind of like they're doing high school radio there.
The engineers, yeah, they sound like they're underwater half the time. I don't know what the engineers got
Brad
going
Sham
on.
Brad Sham did say it was the worst radio booth he'd ever been in.
Oh, just the actual booth itself?
Yeah, the booth, yeah.
At Hard Rock Stadium?
At Hard Rock, yeah.
Well, there it is. Dolphins Radio Network with the call. Yeah, Southlake's own Quinn Ewers to Allen's Theo Weiss Jr. 63 yards. Those two hooking up, man. That's pretty impressive stuff.
How about that? Yeah.
Quinn Ewers, it looks like he's got the support of the locker room over Tua down there in Miami right
Didn't
now.
Didn't take much, huh?
Didn't take much. Mm. Did not take much. All right, here we go. Cincinnati, and here's Joe Burrow. First touchdown of the game. The spin move. Ja'Marr Chase. This is sexy.
Burrow throws a screen out to the left. Ja'Marr Chase makes the first man miss. Inside the 10. Go, makes go, another miss. Go. Takes it to the goal line. Whoa. Touchdown!
Whoa, baby.
Bengals! Ja'Marr Chase turning defenders into invisible men as he takes it from the 15-yard line, sends two defenders to the turf, and scores.
Oh, that was good stuff. Bengals Radio with the call. That's your guy.
Yeah, you never get tired of listening to those guys, Dave Lapham. Now everybody's doing it. We got all kinds of cheerleading going on in these radio booths.
A lot of it. I don't know if there was a memo sent out like, hey, home radio, sound
home,
like it.
Home radio, homer it up a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely. That was a great touchdown, man. Ja'Marr Chase was in his bag.
How about this one, though, from Jacksonville? Trevor Lawrence feeling the wind in his hair as he's running for a touchdown.
Two left, two right, ETN back in there. Dropping his Trevor, it's a quarterback draw. To the 5, he's going to walk into the end zone. What a play call. Trevor Lawrence runs it in from 6 yards away. His second rushing touchdown of the game, and Jacksonville has taken the lead.
There we go, Jags Radio with the call.
Yeah, Frank Frangie, I believe.
Yeah, Frank Frangie, no doubt, friend of the program there on the pregame show.
He likes us, yeah.
He does.
Doesn't send us letters like the Bears guys.
See
what happened when Bears send nice letters. Bears get in playoffs.
Bears have a good season. There's no question about it.
Yeah.
I love this right now. Khaki, you catching this with Broadus teeing up these calls? This is fantastic. We got to start doing this more.
Yeah.
Move over Wolchuk.
No.
Or move over me. No, make a place Wolchuk. for Brian B.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Cleveland. Oh, my gosh. Shedeur Sanders. All they needed was one touchdown. That's really all they needed to go ahead and take down the Steelers. Harold Fannin Jr., the rookie, getting in on the TD action.
Out of the shotgun, Shedeur to throw. Looking right, past the ball. Lofting right. He's got Fannin, who catches at the two and rolls in. Touchdown! Oh, what a catch! Harold Fannin looked up, found it in the rain, landed on his back, and rolled untouched into the end zone.
Browns radio with the call. That was another impressive one right there. He catches the ball. He's flat on his back right around the goal line, and he just rolls on in.
Yeah.
There's a touchdown.
Touchdown.
Something the Steelers couldn't pull off in that game.
Yeah, nothing the Steelers. Yeah. How about that? That was surprising, though, the Steelers go that game without any. Well, I know Cleveland's good on defense, but, man, it's a little surprising.
Yeah.
Didn't get anything done on
very,
that.
Very, very conservative.
Well, hear about this one, Chief. One of my favorite players in the college draft from Ohio State was a young man named Chase Young. He's able to run down Cam Ward.
As Tennessee's back on their side of the field from their own 44. Pressure coming for Cam Ward. And then he goes down. No, Chase Young has the football. Chase Young, 30, far side. Chase Young, 20, 10. Chase Young, see you later. Bye. Touchdown, Chase Young. Came from the backside and literally just took the ball away from Cam Ward and said, touchdown, Saints.
Fantastic play from Chase Young. Big man TD. We're here for it. Saints yep. Radio Network with the call. Saints getting it done, man.
Yeah.
Old Tyler Shuck spinning it. They're winning some football games.
I never would have believed that Tyler Shuck was going to win an NFL game.
Me neither, man. Me neither. He's old. He's broken. Yeah. But he is. He's found some life there in the bayou. All right, let's get you to the Giants' DeathLife Stadium. Kickoff return. The Raiders, man, all three phases. They suck to high heaven. Here goes Deontay Banks to pay dirt.
Kick comes to the near side. Banks fields it at the 5. He's to the 20. He's to the 30. There goes Banks along the left. He's across midfield. It's a foot race. Deontay Banks to the 20. 10, 5. Touchdown, Giants.
How about that? There you go, Deontay Banks and the Giants Radio Network. We'll see if the Cowboys coverage unit can be a little bit more buttoned up on Sunday and don't let Banks go scorch on you.
That might,
unless, of course, you're going for the tank.
Unless you're going for the tank, let him have them all, right?
We know Nick Sorensen. He'll give you some. He'll give you some. Special teams coordinator for the Cowboys.
How about this one, though? Old man Phillip Rivers to Mo Alley Cox for the touchdown.
Second down and goal at the 5. Rivers throws in zone and lobs it upfield, and it is a catch. A one-handed grab by Mo Alley Cox. Are you kidding me? The first touchdown of the season for Mo Alley Cox, and he made it with one hand. He brings it in for the touchdown. Touchdown, INDY. Colts back on top.
There it is, Colts Radio Network with the call. Mo Alley Cox, he was a fantasy monster last year, and this year that was his first touchdown. It was a hell of a touchdown. Yeah. A lot of impressive ones this week. A lot of TDs that you will not forget after you lay eyes on them. Now we take you to Patriots and Jets. I have some very sad stats about the New York Jets that we will get to. Drake May, is he the MVP? Here he goes for what, his fourth or fifth touchdown of the day.
A check with me at the line. May points to the helmet, motions, digs left to right. It's a second down, less than 2. Shotgun snap back to Drake. He looks to the middle. He moves up. He throws it left. Easy pitch and catch. Uncontested. Touchdown, Hunter Henry.
Utter mismatch.
Man, Patriots Radio with the call. Drake May, all-time Motorboat Sunday. It was just every time you turned around, he was dealing.
Wait, are we sure that was Patriots Radio? They're usually like my man Scott Zolak.
Zolak,
usually like talking over, completely talking over.
I'm sure in the first few touchdowns, but once it got to like 35-3,
Scott was munching on some press box food or something like that.
He was snacking, and he was just ready to get back on that flight home.
Well, how about this one, though? Let's go with Caleb Williams and the Chicago Bears. He's going to paint this one. Colston Loveland with the touchdown.
Forms a three-man alignment right.
Offsides.
Offsides, free play for Caleb. Back to throw. Caleb now moving to his right. Caleb sets to throw for Loveland. End zone. Touchdown. Touchdown, Bears. We'll check the flag to be sure, but that's a free play. Got him offsides. Caleb to Loveland.
gosh, what a barn burner game that was.
Yeah.
Loveland, he goes off script there a little bit. Caleb Williams rolls to his right. He's like, all right, I'll take it back right. He was pretty wide open.
A lot of people kind of crawfishing some stuff about Caleb Williams, right? About him as a player.
Yeah, probably a little bit for sure.
Probably like, oh, you know, I kind of felt like this was the guy that, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I think there's still some questions about him, but like just the general talent that he is and some of the throws that he's able to make. I mean, very few guys can make the throws that Caleb Williams can make, and he was dealing on Sunday night. It was a back-and-forth affair, but here it is, Brock Purdy, and everybody's getting wasted in San Fran.
Purdy's in the shotgun with Robinson beside him. They're at the Bears' 38-yard line, second down. Purdy drops back. Purdy steps up. Purdy throws middle. There's Jennings. He's got it. Inside the 20, the 10. He's gone. Touchdown. 49ers back in front.
There it is.
49ers using a lot of different announcers here, right? We don't have the same guy every week.
No, they've had like a rotating cast of characters. Yeah. I don't know what's happened with the it's a Papa, right?
Yeah.
It's not Bob Papa,
but it's Greg Papa.
Yeah, I don't know what happened to him this year.
I think he's dealing with an illness, right?
He's got a health issue maybe. Yeah, so they're just doing a rotating cast of characters calling those games.
We see my man Black and Gold Bees in the chat right now.
Yeah, he's asking about the Saints highlight.
Where were you for the Chase Young?
Brought us set the table for it.
Jeez, come on, Black and Gold. Be in the ball games here. I'll give you one right here. How about this one? Matthew Stafford got a little fooled. Jesse Bate, the culprit.
Here's Stafford out of the gun, looking left, still looking left, checks it back across the middle, intercepted on the backside. Jesse Bates, 20, 15, 10, 5, house call, touchdown Atlanta.
There it is with the Falcons Radio Network Monday Night Football with the Rams fumble fart that thing away. Matthew Stafford throwing all the interceptions. That's where it started. But then just a few moments later there in the second quarter, your guy, Bijan Robinson, a.k.a. Barry Sanders.
Barry Sanders.
93 yards to pay dirt.
141 is what they put on the clock. And here goes Bijan Robinson. 30, 35, 40, midfield. It's a foot race. Robinson 30. 15, 10, 5, house call. Are you serious? Oh, my goodness. He just went 93.
Yes, he did. Falcons Radio once again with the call. Monday Night Football brought a lot of highlights, didn't they, brought us?
They did.
We got one more for you.
One more highlight here, my man. Jared Verse, all everything defensive end. What's he going to do on special teams?
Final minute of the third quarter. Right footed boot is rejected. Picked up. Scoots. Going the other way. Rams have it. Jared Verse with a caravan. He takes it back.
Wow.
V8 strikes and the Rams have life.
V8 strikes and the Rams have life. That's awesome. Matt Money Smith. Is that Matt Money?
No, J.B. Long.
Yeah, J.B. Long. Good call right there.
Matt Money is he's the Chargers.
With the Chargers. That's right. Yeah. Our good buddy as well. All right. There it is. TD Tuesday in the books. There we go. Brian brought us back to back weeks. Yeah. Absolutely freaking on fire.
Thank you, man.
TD Tuesday now in the books. But let's talk some more football. Odyssey NFL insider Mark Schlaer at the Stink joins us next.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Here on the Fan. All right, it's time to welcome in our Odyssey NFL insider, host of the Stinkin' Truth podcast. He's our buddy Mark Schlereth here on the D&M Leasing Hotline. Mark, how you doing, man?
I'm good. How are you guys doing?
Doing well. Doing well. Can't believe the season is now down to its final week. A lot of just football fans in general are thinking the season has gone maybe a little bit too long. The idea of an 18th game, is that insane to you?
Yeah, 17 games is insane to me. I mean, I didn't think you needed any more. Eventually it'll happen, right? Eventually it'll get to 18 games. And we love it. We love football. There's no question about that. But it does feel like more is not always better. And I look at the NBA. I look at the National Hockey Association, the NHL. Like 82 games. Do we really need 82 games? I don't know. I am one of those guys that's a little bit more of a purist type of guy. I thought 16 games was more than enough. But, it's all about revenue, and now it's all about putting on streaming events, and I'll give more streamers, more of these companies, more opportunity for the NFL, to make more money elsewhere. So I understand how it works, but do I think we need a 17th game? Nope, not really.
Hey, Mark, you were part of a lot of teams that went on to playoffs and Super Bowls and all that, but what about the guys, though? How do you handle these end-of-the-season games? And I know you're going to tell me, I'm a professional, I get paid and all that, but not everybody kind of shares your attitude about that. How is it when you have to deal with teammates that might not have the same attitude when it comes to these final games?
Yeah, I mean, they're hard, It's hard when you don't necessarily have anything to play for, and you got to find something, that intrinsically motivates you, knocking other people out of the playoffs, that type of thing. I mean, the bottom line is you're putting it on film, you're putting together a resume. So I get it. It is hard. I will give you that. And not everybody has the exact same attitude. But I always felt like the other thing is if you go out there and you kind of half-ass it, you're going to get hurt. So you get paid to play a game. I know all those things are cliche, but that's just the fact of the matter. And I tell you, the other thing that's interesting, and, I always talked about this when it comes to scouting players and really evaluating players. Put on the fourth quarter of a game that's out of reach, whether you're winning or losing. And watch how a dude plays. And there's some dudes that just play with passion. And, the bottom line for me is you got to make tough decisions as a football organization. And this is something, that I think is important when we talk about the Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah.
You got to understand that I don't care how good the punch is. If you put a turd in the punch bowl, it's going to taste like crap. And there are certain guys that you can't have as part of your franchise. And games like this help you to evaluate what is right and what is wrong. Like, everybody will play when they're front runners. Everybody will play when things are good. Everybody will play. Like, that's just a given. But when it's tough and when there's nothing on the line, how do dudes play? And it's a great evaluator for you as a franchise, an organization. And sometimes you have to let really talented people leave because they're not what's best for your organization. And the crappy organizations, you know what the crappy organizations tell themselves? We're going to fix this guy.
Sure.
We're going to polish this turd. And eventually, he's going to be great for us. Yeah. No, he won't. He won't. Because that's who he is. And like it's really easy to sit here on the phone and talk to you guys about it. Really hard to do as an organization.
Mm-hmm.
And those are the things that have to happen. You want to rectify an organization quickly. I mean, I had this conversation with Sean Payton this summer, and he said, we made a lot of decisions, and we let go of some really good football players, but they weren't the right dudes for our football team.
Yeah.
And look at them now. They go from, you know, winning five games with Russell Wilson and spending all that money, and people were pearl clutching like you wouldn't believe in Denver. When, oh my gosh, Sean Payton was mean to Russell on the sideline, and oh my gosh, now you're going to have an $80 million cap hit and you'll never be able to field a team. Now, the cap is such garbage. Yeah. That is such a garbage excuse because you can manipulate it any way you want to manipulate it. They let go of several dudes that just weren't going to fit from the standpoint of the way they work, the way that the effort they give, the people that they are, and they're hard decisions to make because you got to eat money. But the bottom line is, look at what happened. In 2 years, you know, they went from a 5-win team to a 10-win team and a playoff team with a rookie quarterback to winning the AFC West. Yeah. Tough decisions. They're hard, but they pay dividends. You have the right guys, and you will win a lot of football games.
Talking with Mark Schlereth, our Odyssey NFL Insider. Insider calls brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side. Mark, the Cowboys released Trayvon Diggs today. Apparently, there was an issue with the there's a bunch of issues for sure, but maybe the last straw was him requesting to stay in Washington after the Christmas Day game versus the Commanders. Wanted to stay around his family there, and Schottenheimer was like, "No, we're not doing that." And Diggs just went ahead and decided to stay anyways. How often do you see that in terms of players wanting to stay in a particular area, holiday season, whatever, and the idea that the Cowboys refused to let him do that? What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, we've seen some of those things in the past, you know, with certain teams. I think part of it too is like there's a certain privilege from the standpoint of, hey, we're winning games and we're playing really well, and hey, man, I want to be with my family for, you know, a day, and then I'll be back in town. You know, like I don't see a problem necessarily with that. But then again, you know, you've got to establish the rules. And Trayvon Diggs is a guy that I know he's had some injury issues. Certainly he's had a lot of issues from a coverage standpoint and hasn't played very well. And so, yeah, there's also part of me is like, man, that's ballsy. When you haven't played well and you've given up touchdowns like it's your job, and then to say, hey, man, I'm going to stick around after this game. I don't know. I don't know what the rules are there, but sometimes you got to read the room. The bottom line is this just was an excuse because he hasn't played very well. And so, you know, it's time to move on. And like I said, organizations have to be willing to make tough decisions. And I think he made that one easy for them.
Hey, Stink, I know we could talk about the Cowboys and it won't make any difference here, but I know you've seen Carolina play quite a bit. I'm curious about what you think the outcome of the Tampa-Carolina game is going to be. I kind of feel bad for Tampa in a way that their season has gone just as poorly as it has here in the second half. But how do you handicap that game for the NFC South?
Yeah, really. I mean, it's really interesting. I called that matchup a couple weeks ago where Carolina came back and won that game. And, you know, there's two kind of pivotal plays. Like Bryce Young last week had 54 yards passing against Seattle.
Yeah.
There's another guy that nice kid, works hard, you know, knows what he's looking at. Would I pay him? Absolutely not. Then yeah. Not a chance that I think that guy's going to be a franchise quarterback in this league. And I could be wrong, but that, you know, that's my impression. And so I looked at that game, or as I was calling that game, they get down to a situation, 12 seconds left in the second quarter. And Todd Bowles brings it all out zero blitz.
Right.
And one thing that Bryce Young has, man, he knows what he's looking at. He's a smart kid. He knows what he's looking at. He knows he got the one-on-one to Teddarrell McMillan, throws a touchdown for about 40, 50 yards. And then in the fourth quarter, final drive, a game is tied, bring blitz again, one-on-one, Jalen Coker down the sideline, 40-plus yards to set him up for a field goal. Like, and my thought is, make that kid play quarterback. And I've talked to a bunch of defensive coordinators like, hey, man, got to make him play quarterback. That's how we're going to win this football game. And ultimately, you know, I mean, Todd Bowles is that's in his DNA. He and I played together in Washington. He wants to bring pressure. Like if Todd Bowles just sits back, plays zone, and makes Bryce Young beat them. I think they fare well. I think they can win that game. And then ultimately, even if they win that game, if Atlanta beats New Orleans, yeah. And that's the game I'm calling in New Orleans, it's not going to matter because Carolina is going to win it at 8-9 and win the division. So it is that NFC South, which it feels like nobody wants to win.
Mark, you think Pete Carroll keeps his job?
No, I don't. And I think a lot of the decisions, I think he got hired understanding that, hey, a lot of the decisions aren't going to be your decisions. That's why I think Patrick Graham stayed there. I think that's why Chip Kelly was hired there, even though he has been since fired. I think he wanted to put his band back together with Bevel and all those guys that he had in Seattle, and he wanted to put that system in. And I think the powers that be, weren't going to let him. And so ultimately, I think they're going to let him go and start over from scratch and put the people in that they wanted to put in the first place.
Mark, you're the man. Can't thank you enough for the time. As always, man, enjoy the weekend. We'll catch up with you again next Tuesday.
Sounds good. Take care.
There he goes, Mark Schlereth, our Odyssey NFL Insider. Insider calls brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side. All right, so it's supposed to be football's finest.
Yeah.
Okay, and I'm comfortable with that. But we've gotten some requests for a Tolos on the telephone, fatty style, ask Broadus.
Okay, oh, no.
So this is a choose your own destiny.
Okay.
If the phone lines light up, we will take your calls. You can ask Broadus anything you want, okay? From draft to football, Cowboys, cooking, fishing, whatever it is, 877-881-1053. If we get the phone lines lit up, we'll do it. Otherwise, football's finest next year in the nation.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.